Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the International Telecommunication Union, ITU, World Telecommunication Standardization Assembly, WTSA 2024, at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this morning. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate the 8th edition of India Mobile Congress 2024 during the program. WTSA is the governing conference for standardization work of International Telecommunication Union, the United Nations Agency for Digital Technologies, organized every 4 years. It is for the first time that the ITU-WTSA will be hosted in India and the Asia-Pacific. It is a pivotal global event that will bring together more than 3,000 industry leaders, policymakers, and tech experts from over 190 countries representing telecom, digital, and ICT sectors. India Mobile Congress 2024 will showcase India's innovation ecosystem, where leading telecom companies and innovators will highlight advancements in quantum technology and circular economy, along with spotlight on 6G, 5G use case showcase, cloud and edge computing, IoT, semiconductors, cybersecurity, green tech, satcom, and electronics manufacturing. India Mobile Congress, Asia's largest digital technology forum, has become a well-known platform across the globe for showcasing innovative solutions, services, and state-of-the-art use cases for industry, government, academics, startups, and other key stakeholders in the technology and telecom ecosystem. The India Mobile Congress 2024 will showcase over 400 exhibitors, about 900 startups, and participation from over 120 countries. India has expelled 6 Canadian diplomats, including Acting High Commissioner Stuart Ross Wheeler, Deputy High Commissioner Patrick Hibbert, First Secretaries Mary Catherine, Ian Ross, David Wrights, Adam James, and Paula Oriella have also been expelled. They have been asked to leave India by or before the 19th of October. India has withdrawn its High Commissioner in Canada and other targeted diplomats and officials, saying it has no faith in the current Canadian government's commitment to ensure their security. In related development, the Canadian Jacques Defferre was summoned by Secretary East in MEA in New Delhi yesterday evening. He was informed that the baseless targeting of the Indian High Commissioner and other diplomats and officials in Canada is completely unacceptable. Earlier, India strongly rejected claims that the Indian High Commissioner in Canada and other diplomats are persons of interest in a matter related to an investigation in that country. President Draupadi Murmu has called for deeper economic cooperation between India and Algeria. Addressing the Algeria-India Economic Forum in Algiers, the capital city of Algeria, the president emphasized the need to further strengthen the bilateral partnership and impart new momentum towards a new era of cooperation.
We share common principles and have a similar approach on many issues at bilateral and multilateral level. India had extended strong support for the Algerian struggle for freedom, and today India and Algeria are committed to embark on the path of peace and prosperity. The stepping of India-Algeria relations with the India-Africa matrix is based on our shared values, common challenges, and mutual trust.
President Draupadi Murmu is in Algiers as part of a three-nation visit to Algeria, Mauritania and Malawi. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will embark on a two-day visit to Islamabad today to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization or SCO Summit. The External Affairs Minister had earlier remarked that his Pakistan visit is for a multilateral event and he had ruled out bilateral talks. This will be the first high-level visit of an Indian foreign minister to the neighbouring nation in 9 years. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will interact with the Indian Police Service IPS probationers in New Delhi today. During the meeting, the probationary officers will share their training experiences with the Home Minister. And in the Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, New Zealand defeated Pakistan by 54 runs at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium last night to become the second team from Group A to advance to the semi-finals. With this result, Indian team has crashed out of the tournament. And that is the end of this news bulletin.